The word dedicate means to devote oneself to a special task or purpose. And there's no greater task or purpose than raising children and seeing them individually rise up and come into the full purpose and destiny that God has for their lives. I don't think there's anything that really, there's very few things that outstrip that. And so we're going to be praying this morning for Jan and Charles as parents as they raise up Kayla. How old's Kayla now, Charles?
3 months.
3 months, okay. Exactly 3 months, okay. As they bring Kayla this morning, we're going to be praying for them as parents in particular. It's great also to have Gail, Jan's mum, Kayla's gran, and Heather, Jan's sister, Kayla's aunt. She's still getting used to that term. With us as well today, all the way from South Africa. And in Luke chapter 2, I want to just highlight four quick things out of this passage this morning in terms of leading our children into their God-ordained destiny. And the first thing is this, is that out of this passage, God knows each one of us before we are born. In verse 21, it says about Jesus, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And just as the angel brought the name of the child that was to come through Mary, supernaturally in that case, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. What we see in Scripture is that God actually knows every single one of us before we are born. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you before you were born. I set you apart. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. God knew us before we were born. And he's got a particular plan in mind for every single one of us. And whatever your background is this morning, whether your upbringing was good, bad, or ugly, it doesn't matter. Because there's an opportunity today, and there's the opportunity through Jesus Christ to come into a relationship with a new father, under new parentage. That's the wonder of coming into a relationship with Christ, is that we come into a relationship with a new father. And that father knew me before my mum and dad knew me. I'm not just the result of a biological happening of a happy time in a bedroom with my mum and dad. Yeah? That is part of it, yeah? Because out of intimacy between a husband and wife come forth children. It's a wonderful thing. That's God's plan as well. But more than that, God knew me before that happy time took place in the bedroom. He knew my name. He knew where I was going to be born. He designed me. He put my unique DNA in my life. God knows us individually, friends. And he knows you this morning. He knows everything about you. And he loves you. It's an incredible thing. That gives an incredible sense of security to our lives. He loves us, he's for us, he's with us and he goes before us. That's the first thing. God knew each one of us before we were conceived. The second thing we get out of this passage is that children are a gift and blessing from God, entrusted to parents. It says in verse 22 that Joseph and Mary brought the baby, Jesus, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And that is simply what is happening today. This is not a religious ceremony. It is simply a husband and wife coming and saying, we want to present our child to God. It's very simple. We're not going to sprinkle any water on the baby because we don't believe that's what the Bible teaches. We're not going to have any kind of fancy smoke or, you know, kind of anything weird or wonderful. We're going to pray for the parents and we're going to pray for the child. And we're going to pray for the family. And we as a church are going to pray for them and support them. And so children are a gift from God, but they are entrusted to parents, yeah? They are given on trust to us, yeah? And so Jenny and Lorna, who are our children, yeah, they are our children. But actually, we've come to realize first, they're first of all God's children. And they are given on trust for to us to invest in their lives for 20, 25 years and to prepare them for their future husbands. Yeah? Because at some stage, they will go on and start a family of their own. And it's an incredible privilege to parent, but it's also an incredible responsibility. Which leads me to the third point out of this passage, is that we have the privilege and responsibility of leading each child into their God-ordained destiny. And you could just put up the three things at one shot, Andrea. A child's destiny is not determined by their neighborhood, their social status, their peers at school. With Joseph and Mary, they came from a poor background socially and economically. But they invested in Jesus in terms of following, in terms of the word of God and by their example. And the way that we bring our children into their God-given destiny is through affirmation, strong affirmation, affirming their value, affirming their uniqueness, encouraging them in their individuality, that they are made in the image of God, that God has a plan for their lives. You know, seeing what God has put in each child and encouraging it, yeah, releasing that life. Yeah, so if God's put something in for music, encourage them in that. Invest in that. If God's put something in them to be good or have a flair on the sport in the sporting arena, encourage them in that. Invest in that. And so affirm them in their uniqueness. Affirm them even when they seemingly fail. Affirm their value. Love them for who they are, not just on the basis of what they do. Yeah? Affirm them. Direct them by instruction and inspiration. Direct them by word and example. You know, as parents, God wants us to be ahead of our children. Yeah? Leading them by example. Inspiring them from the front. Yeah? Not kind of hitting them from above, but inspiring them from the front, leading them, showing them the way. Yeah? By our attitude, having an attitude of thanksgiving, joy, encouragement, being positive, all of those things, words of encouragement, words of life, all of those things are rubbing off onto our children all the time. Children are like massive sponges. They just suck from their environment. And we as parents have the incredible privilege of shaping them and fashioning them. They're like soft clay in those younger years, those infant years. And what we put into them in those younger years are absolutely key for the years that lie ahead. So we affirm, we direct, and we forge character through discipline. It says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 51 and 52, Jesus went down with Mary and Joseph and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. Isn't that an amazing thing? This is now Jesus Christ, 100% man, 100% God. God became flesh. And Mary and Joseph were still struggling to come to terms with actually who this was. Yeah? He'd been, earlier in the chapter we read that he'd been sitting in the midst of teachers about three times his age and having a discussion with them. You know, incredible wisdom. And Mary came, was all flustered, wondering where her boy was. And he was amongst the scholars of the day having a discussion with them. And they were amazed at his wisdom. So they were still grappling with who he was. But it says that Jesus didn't say, oh, they don't know who I am. I'm out of here. I'm going to do my own thing. He said, no, he subjected himself to them. Amazing thing. Jesus, Son of God, as a teenager, subjected himself to his parents, to Mary and Joseph. And it says in verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. Four areas there. He increased in wisdom. He increased in stature physically. Wisdom speaks of character. He grew in character. In favor with God, he grew spiritually. And in favor with men, he grew socially. We often forget that, actually, about the life of Jesus. But he got to know people because he worked in his stepfather's business, Joseph's business. People came in and out of the carpenter's shop every day, you know. It was kind of the normal routine, you know. He was cutting on the lathe, you know. And he got to know people. And in that process of time, he grew in wisdom, he grew in stature, he grew in favor with God and with man. That's what discipline does. As we train our children, as we put some boundaries in place, as we watch over them, discipline is not simply punishment, it's training. It's training for the long haul. You know, if an athlete wants to achieve a goal, we're all hoping that Andy Murray's going to win Wimbledon next Saturday. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. But isn't it interesting? It's been a seven-year journey, and I hope he does. Yeah, we'll see. But let's say he does. Hopefully he will. But it's been a seven-year journey to get there. He won his first Grand Slam in Flushing Meadow last November in the USA. What's taken him to that point? It's been a process. Some ups and downs, but he's had a trainer, and he's had to learn some discipline. You know, those muscles that he's got now, he didn't have 5 years ago, 3 years ago. He's had to put in the hard yards, pump some iron, do regular training to achieve the goal that he wants. It's the same in life. That if our children are going to accomplish the goal that God has in mind for them, we as parents have to forge character into their young hearts, into their teenage lives as well. When the pressures are on through peer pressure and all the rest of it, we've got to forge character. We've got to pray for them. But encourage them so that they're going to be released into the God-given destiny that he has for them. All right, we're going to pray for the parents and for Jan and Charles and for Kayla just now. It says, the last point number four, parents need godly men and women, a church family, to encourage, pray for, and inspire them in this task. Don't we need that? Yeah, I mean, parents, you don't, you know, when the baby's born, you don't just become a parent. it's a work in process, you know. Parenting is a wonderfully scary, joyful, adventurous journey. Yeah. Sleep deprivation, you know, ups and downs in life. Jenny put her foot into an escalator when she was 4 years old. Not a bright thing to do when you've got no shoes on your feet. I had to carry her with the blood streaming off her foot. Mum came. Okay. Just wipe that off the tape. Lynn had to carry her. All the way to a medical station, which wasn't nearby. Anyway, and I had to hold her down while the anaesthetist was giving a local anaesthetics into that foot. And, anyway. But parenting's like that. There's ups and downs. There's challenges. And we need the support of other people around us. And so we're gonna pray for Charles and Jan now. And, yeah, so why don't you come? And Gail and Heather as well. Please come with them.